Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. So welcome aboard this short-haul flight of 30 minutes duration. We shall be flying high in the sky at a fairly rapid pace. We predict a mixture of music and chat which will stir your imagination. 3TFM Airlines thanks you for flying with us today, and we hope you will become a frequent flyer with us in the future. So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for takeoff as we fly away on this London plane, I mean Julie London.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Trains and boats and planes were passing by. Paris or Rome to someone else, but not for me. The trains and the boats and planes took you away, away from me. We were so in love and high above. We had a star to wish upon which when dreams came true, but not.
This is Malcolm McLaren's Aria on Air, the theme music from a British Airways advert. And this is your captain speaking. I have good news and bad news. The good news is we are making excellent progress. The bad news is we are lost. Soon we'll have the technology to fly planes without a pilot. Then we will hear, this is your automatic pilot speaking. But fear not, I am not fallible human. I'm not prone to making mistakes. I'm the latest technology and nothing can go wrong. Nothing can go wrong. Nothing can go wrong. So how are you at flying? Love it? Hate it? Find it boring or thrilling? A means to an end or a sheer pleasure in itself? I've flown over 100 times to over 30 different countries, and it still gives me a thrill every time. Fear and thrill are closely intertwined, but for me it's most definitely thrill. Isn't it amazing how a large lump of metal gets off the ground? My favourite bit's the spine-tingling surge of power at takeoff, and then there's the bird's-eye view, and the joy of landing safely. The opening up of the whole world and all kinds of adventures. I find that the smaller the plane, the greater the thrills. I had a small plane flight in America, a four-seater, We're flying over New York State, over West Point Military Academy, in fact. And as we flew, the pilot just took his hands off the controls and said, "Your turn." I'd never been in a four-seater before, and I suddenly found myself with the controls having to fly. But it was thrilling. I remember in Stirling, a man landed his microlight in the field opposite my house. Being a nosy so-and-so, I went over and spoke to him. I heard myself say to him, "Could I get a shot?" And he said yes. Seconds later, we were above Stirling Castle, sitting on a what was like a motorbike in the sky. He says, "I can do tricks. You want me to do tricks?" I said, "No, not today. We'll try that another time." But he did try a few things. And then I remember going in a glider flight. That's a wee aeroplane without an engine, which is a mind-boggling prospect. We're flying over the Peak District. Without the engine, it seems very, very quiet. And I was trying to figure out, how are we flying? It's by thermals, hot air rising. But how can the other man who's with me see the invisible thermals to know where to go with the glider to keep up? But he did, miraculously. It was quite a step of faith, trusting my life to a man I'd never met before like this. I remember a flight in the Caribbean. My wife had the audacity to say to them, "When does the plane leave?" And they looked at her and they said, "When the people come." My favourite story of a flight is Sudan Airways going from London to Kenya. In London, I was £90 overweight with my luggage, and the penalty was pound for pound. But I said to them it was for missionaries. It was actually brake pads for missionaries. And they let me off. I didn't say the missionaries were Christian rather than Muslim. And then as we were flying along, the first intimation, which was in Arabic, was that there were no toilets. They were broken. Just hold on till Rome. I didn't know we're going to Rome. When we arrived at Rome, it took 4 attempts to land, and they got a round of applause when we finally made it. The woman who got on at Rome turned out to be a strange case. On the flight towards our next leg of the journey to Cairo, she stooped down into her message bag, took out a needle and some stuff, and she proceeded, with my help, she says, "Hold that a minute," she proceeded to inject herself. She did seem to breathe difficulty with asthma. But I found later on that if you take drugs, you often get asthma. And when we got to Cairo, the authorities came on board the plane and took her away, arrested her. So here was me sort of aiding and abetting in all innocence. In the Cairo airport, we didn't get off the plane. We were sat in the outskirts of the airport and it was really hot. So I thought I'd go down the steps for fresh air to be met by 2 rifle butts right up my nose. We got to Khartoum airport. I saw my suitcases flying through the air, but we salvaged them, and I felt kind of abandoned in Khartoum airport. Nobody explained, other than in Arabic, what was going on. I finally got to Nairobi in Kenya, and it had taken me 26 hours to fly, and when I got there I met Scots who had flown the same journey, but by KLM, in just 8 hours. My first ever flight, and I was the first in my family to fly, was a big psychological leap. I was going to study in America for a year. In my first ever return flight, I got upgraded to first class, apparently because of my Scottish accent. And I found myself in a jumbo jet, able to go upstairs into the bubble part. And I had it all to myself in those days. Now it's about 27 seats. But I got it all to myself and I saw a lovely sunset. And very quickly after it, a lovely sunrise, because we're going over the Arctic. Anyway, enough of me havering about my memories of aeroplanes. Here's a tribute to all those magnificent people in their flying machines.
Flying machines. They can fly up. to see those young men and the chances they take. Those magnificent men in their flying machines, they go up to the up, they go down to the down. They enchant all the ladies and steal all the scenes with their up to the up and their down to the down. Up, down, flying around, looping the loop and defying the ground. They're all frightfully keen, those magnificent men in their flying machine. Magnificent men in their flying machine, they go up to the up, up, they go down to the up, down. Those magnificent men, those magnificent men, those magnificent men in their flying machine.
Flying is also a metaphor, a figure of speech. We talk about people being high flyers, or flying high, or feeling high, or wanting to fly away and escape things. Let me illustrate it better with songs, starting with a few John Denver tracks, all from the same album. Here he is, flying high, full of life, flexing his wings, and wanting to soar to new heights.
And I wanna live, I wanna grow, I wanna see, I wanna know. I wanna share what I can give. I wanna be, I wanna live.
Have you gazed out on the ocean, seen the breaching of a whale? Have you watched the dolphins frolic in the foam? Have you heard the song humpback hears 500 miles away, telling tales of ancient history, of passages and home? I wanna live, I wanna grow, I wanna see, I wanna know, I wanna share what I can give, I wanna be, I wanna live.
And here he is, imaginatively flying high with the astronauts as they fly into space vicariously for him, for us, and for future generations, carrying all our hopes and dreams.
Well, I guess that you probably know by now, I was one who wanted to fly. I wanted to ride on that arrow of fire right up into heaven. And I wanted to go for every man, every child, every mother of children. I wanted to carry the dreams of all people right up to the stars. And I prayed that I'd find an answer there, or maybe I would find a song, giving a voice to all of the hearts that cannot be heard. My being there would bring us a little step closer together. They were flying for me, they were flying for everyone. They were trying to see the brighter day for each and every one. They gave us their light, they gave us their spirit and all they could be. They were flying for, they were flying for me.
In this track, he is not in space, but he's looking into space, reflecting on his life, concluding with the wonderful line, "Sometimes I fly like an eagle, sometimes I'm deep in despair."
On the road of experience and trying to find my own. Sometimes I wish that I could fly away.
think that I'm moving. Suddenly things stand still. I'm afraid cause I think they always will. And I'm looking for space, and to find out who I am. And I'm looking to know and understand. It's a sweet, sweet dream. Sometimes I'm almost there. Get lost in the sadness and the screams. And I look in the center. Suddenly everything's clear. I find myself in the sunshine and my dreams. And I'm looking for space and the fire.
And when we feel in despair, feeling lonely, we want to fly away from it all and just die.
All of her days have gone soft and cloudy. All of her dreams have gone dry. All of her nights have gone sad and shady. She's getting ready to fly. Fly away, fly away, fly away. Life in the city can make you crazy. The sounds of the sand and the sea. Life in a high rise can make you hungry. The things that you can't even see. Fly away. Fly away. In this whole world there's nobody. For lovers and children playing, she's looking for signs of the spring.
Where is the spring?
She listens for laughter and sounds of dancing. She listens for any old thing. Fly away. Fly away.
The Imagine getting four tracks on the same CD about flying high or flying away. Obviously, John Denver's a frequent flyer. In fact, John Denver was a pilot, and sadly, he died flying his own plane. Apparently, he ran out of fuel, so there's a lot of poignancy in that. Well, let's switch artists now to Tracy Chapman, who is also singing about flying away from it all to a better life.
She's got her ticket, I think she's gonna use it. I think she's going to fly away. No one should try and stop her, persuade her with their power. She says that her mind is made. She's got her ticket, I think she's gonna use it. I think she's going to fly away. No one should try and stop her, persuade her with their power. She says that her
And we all get days when we feel like flying away from it all, and when we either want to just die or fly to a much better life. Even choir boys like Alec Jones, singing Handel's music, quoting the Bible. Speaking about birds, they can teach us a lot about flying. Well, they're the experts. But I mean more than the technique of physically flying. I mean they can teach us about living life to the full. Take geese, for example. They fly in a V formation because as each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird immediately following it. By flying in the V formation, they can all fly 70% further. When we fly with others as a team, with unity and in the same direction, we can achieve much more than by ourselves. When geese drop off the formation, they quickly learn how much harder it is flapping alone, and the wise ones get back into line. When the lead goose out in front gets tired, it rotates to the back of the formation and another goose takes the lead. Long-distance athletes and cyclists do the same. It's good to share the burden of leadership. The geese honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. What messages do we honk to our leader? And when a goose gets sick or wounded and falls out of the formation, usually two other geese immediately fall out too and follow it down to help it and protect it. They stay with it until it's able to fly again. And together they fly to catch up with the original formation. How well do we support our weaker fellow flyers? God himself wants to help us to fly high. He says in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 40, "He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young men can fall exhausted. But those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak." But even God has his problems if the birds with the broken wings will not let him get near to help, as Don Francisco sings here.
Bird with broken wing locked up inside a tiny cage till the day I heard your cry and set you free. But as I reached in to heal the hurt, you fled in wild dismay. Now your pain has made you blind as you can be. Echoes in the distance are almost all you hear from me. Each time I speak your name, you flee away. While the agonies of mindless flight grow more than you can bear, still you think it's because of me you feel this way. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you've buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storm, flutter terrified, when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here in my hand, waiting now for you to come to me. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you've buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms, flutter terrified, when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand, waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me. Now for you to come to me.
God created birds with wings so that they could fly. And God created us with the abilities to live life to the fullest. One day a fledgling bird was standing at the edge of the nest, contemplating his first ever flight. He was naturally hesitant at the prospect, but his mother whispered, "Go on, fly. You're a bird. You can fly." And God enables us to fly high too. And when this life is over, just as this program is too, God will help us, like homing pigeons, to complete the hazardous journey and return home. I leave you with two versions of a song made very poignant by gentleman Jim Reeves, because he sang it, made it famous, but soon afterwards he died in a plane crash. So here's Slim Whitman, followed by Carrie Fisher, singing I'll Fly Away. So bye for now, because I must fly too.
Sun, glad morning, when this life is o'er, I'll fly away.